Super Lady Amplify GR's engagement and relationship manager, Leticia Lipscomb, on the line. Leticia, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Oh, you are awesome. Let's talk about what Amplify has been up to, especially when it comes to, I'm just going to say it, a feel-good story where you have opened up your Amp the Good grant. So first of all, Leticia, you know the drill. Tell me about Amplify GR.
Absolutely. So Amplify GR is a nonprofit that's located in 49507, and we really work diligently to widen.
Uh-oh. Where'd you go, Leticia?
It's Camp Parkham Community Grow.
Leticia, you're cutting in and out a little bit, so keep talking.
Okay. I was saying that Amplify GR is a nonprofit located in 49507, and we really work to widen pathways so that our neighbors can benefit from and participate in community growth.
Very nice. Thank you. Got that. And here you go. With your commitment, you are announcing this continuation of your Amp the Good grant program. What's the big picture?
So the big picture is we have a certain amount of dedicated funding where we are working to provide investment into community projects so that neighbors that have a dream in their belly that they need to give birth to in terms of doing something good for their neck of the woods can apply for a grant up to $1,000. And we have an internal review committee that consists of neighbors that will take a look at those applications and determine which projects really honor and uplift neighborhood priorities.
Wonderful. What are my deadlines here?
So we are accepting applications on a rolling basis. And so we just hope and would appreciate if all applications would be submitted to us on or before December 31st of this year. And so we anticipate that people who have project ideas will get it done before the end of the year. And that will be before we unveil our second launch of the Amp Up the Good grant. It's really not our second launch, but I should say our second wave.
Yes. And do you have any examples of your first wave of projects that were funded that, met the criteria?
Oh, absolutely. You know, if a neighbor can dream it, it's something that together, I really believe we can achieve it. We have funded everything from Kwanzaa celebrations to neighborhood cleanups. We have funded block parties, and we funded a community, like an edible garden oasis, which is something that I'm especially proud of because there is a lack of access to fresh fruit and vegetables in the area. And so the edible oasis garden is something that two neighbors and a bunch of other people actually came together, worked on, they executed it, and we've been reaping the benefits ever since.
Nice. I see you had some a grant given for after school programming for neighborhood kids.
Oh, absolutely. We've done some after-school programming. We've done a little bit of self-esteem. We even had a neighbor that submitted to do a real estate class because at Amplify, we're focused on home ownership, helping people understand and even deal with the rising cost of home ownership and maintenance. And so we really want to take a holistic approach to improving the neighborhood. And what better way to do that than to provide some investment so that neighbors can do what they want to do and they can create the future state of the neighborhood for themselves by executing their own projects. Sometimes it just needs a little bit of love and a little bit of funding.
Nice. Amplify GR's engagement and relationship manager, Leticia Lipscomb, on the line talking about an opportunity. Get her done. Grant applicants apply for $1,000 for project ideas that do support collaborative projects intended to enhance the great vibrancy and vitality of the community while honoring neighborhood culture, traditions, and values. That's a mouthful, but it's important. And again, we are targeting the 49507 zip code. Expand here.
Yeah, so Amplify really serves the neighborhoods that exist kind of between, let's see, the best way to describe it would be Hall to Burton, and then Eastern to a portion of Giddings. So it's not all of 49507, but the best way to describe it is to think Boston Square, Oakdale, Madison Square, Cottage Grove, and a portion of the Garfield Park neighborhood. So if you live in any of those areas, we surely invite you to apply.
Nice. And if one wanted to help with any dollars or any other ways to help even more grants happen, could that be available?
Oh, my goodness. I absolutely love that question. Another reason why I love you so much. Sure, if you would like to make a donation to Amplify GR, please check us out online. We have a button and we have instructions for ways of giving to our nonprofit, and that's at www.amplifygr.org.
And again, that the website, too, I trust, fill out an easy application and share that project, get it off the white napkin, and hopefully, well, for sure, meet the December deadline. Don't wait till December 29th now, right?
That is correct.
All right, Leticia. Okay, that's good. We most likely, I'd like to talk about this again before the December date, as this is important, as are you. Back to you. Okay, go get them.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Shelley. Have a great day.